Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
All right, hold on. I couldn't get the Bluetooth thing set up here, so I got to play this stupid thing off of my phone. Stay right there. Hold on. Hold on. I hope nobody calls in. There we go. God, I hate this thing.
Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
I hate this thing. So, hold on a second. This is too loud. This is too loud.
Johnny was putting it in there permanent so you didn't have to hit a button.
Well, I talked with him about that. He said it was going to do it, but I don't see it here, so I'm going to play it. You take it up with Johnny O.
Tell you. Yeah, I'm going to have to. But I'm sure he'll be in the studio sometime today.
Because we put locks on all the doors here. Don't want him coming in. He's trying to get all of my listeners for his show for WAP 100.5, which I think is really kind of pathetic. I mean, look, I'll give him some of my listeners because that's the kind of magnanimous guy I am. But for him to come in here and say, oh, everybody needs to listen to me. I'm number one. I'm Johnny O, and I've got the biggest show in the Plaza Madonna. You know, I mean, it's like, oh, really? God. And, you know, we're trying to give away these tickets, opportunity for winning the tickets for the Jody Messina concert and to meet her backstage. Have you ever met her, by the way, Jody Messina?
No, but I know they're supposed to do one of those, another one of those AI things and use my name instead of yours.
What? What do you mean AI? That wasn't Jody Messina saying those wonderful things about me?
No.
Are you serious?
No, that's AI, just like Nicole Kidman with the Reindeer Channel.
I swear to God, I thought that was Jody Messina. I was so excited. Oh, she's
talking
about me.
Oh, they didn't tell you that?
No. Hey, Johnny, is that AI?
Just going, you was drooling all over the place. I got texted from two different people yesterday saying, oh, Dimitri, he's such a sucker. And look at him smiling and at him drooling that somebody actually liked him and everything else.
Jody
and I said,
Messina?
Well, they're going to make one with my name tomorrow with the AI program.
God.
I mean, that's pretty simple to do. Ain't nobody going to say Dimitri and be happy like that without getting being a computer or getting paid. I mean, come on.
You know, you do have
a point
there.
You better yell for your boyfriend over there and ask him what's going on.
My boyfriend? My boyfriend,
Johnny
O. You know,
yeah.
Whatever relationship we have, it's a private thing. We don't rub people's noses in it. So let's just keep it completely professional, okay? Oh, Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny. Anyway, so Johnny. What's up? Your health issues are over and done with for the next couple of days before you start complaining about something else. What's on your mind these days? What is of interest to you? What's upsetting you?
Well, I just seen the whole Steelers thing with Mike Tomlin. I have nothing to look forward to now this weekend, and it's kind of crappy. Everybody has their opinions about everything. Now I see Ryan Clark saying it's they pushed him out and then this and that because it's a race thing, and which is ridiculous. I don't understand that part of it. But people better be careful
black.
What they wish for. I mean, yeah. Mike Tomlin's had 19 winning seasons, you know.
Not losing
so
seasons. Non-losing. Not winning. 19 not losing.
Not losing, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, not losing. Not under 500, but...
Right.
I mean, that's tough to do for 19 seasons in a row, two Super Bowls or whatever, and making the playoffs. But he just can't win in the playoffs. You know, a couple of them years, he just couldn't do it.
Well, worse than that.
Now you see all the rumors coming out about who's going to be the next coach, and now they're talking about John Gruden, Cignetti, just because he's having a winning season at Indiana. I know he's a good coach with James Madison and everybody else. But now everybody's throwing this out, and let's get Mendoza, and let's do this for, with Oakland and the Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, or wherever they are now, and just crazy stories out there all over the place.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with AI. You have no clue what's a true story or what's not. Yeah, they showing Harbaugh going to Miami. I don't know if he's really in Miami or not. So you have to look past all the crap that you see out there and keep an eye on like reputable places like ESPN or Barstool Sports or the Pat McAfee Show, or right here on the Big Willie and Little D Show with what's his name, Dimitri. Yeah, like Jody Messina didn't say.
Messina. Joe D. Messina. Are you Jody sure that Messina. Was that really, honest to God, was not her? I swear to you, I thought that was her. You sure it
well,
wasn't?
Well, how would they call her one day and tell her to say Dimitri? I mean,
it's called a phone. We have phones. They're called iPhones. You just call. They're amazing. They're just amazing instruments.
Yeah. Yeah, she's
seriously,
got nothing better to
her?
Do but talk about Dimitri.
I swear to God, I can't believe it. I thought that was really her. I swear to you, I thought it was her. And I was so excited about this. Like, oh, my God, she's talking about
me. Oh, trust me. I had a garbage man, my cousin, the garbage man, Jason Dobo, called me and sent me a message about some stuff. And then another guy, Jim, out in Kaiser, West Virginia, listens to our show. And he's like, boy, that Dimitri was just a drooling and happy as could be, wasn't he? And
That was not drool. That was not drool. I was just happy.
Oh, it was drool.
No, it wasn't drool. It was not drool. Well, maybe a little.
I had to sit with them. I even sat with Christy last night, my common-law wife, and we went back through the Facebook Live and watched it, and it was definitely, I ain't never seen you so giddy. I mean, if I was your wife, I'd be jealous. I mean, you're talking about Jody Messina on a phone call, and you were giddy like a little kid.
She sounded like she was happy to say Dimitri. She sounded like she was happy to be part of my show. I thought it was actually her. I swear to you, I thought it was her. And now you know what I feel like now? I feel like the way I felt when I was a kid and they told me there was no Santa Claus. Nice going, Mr. Big Willie.
Yeah.
Nice going.
Right. No problem, buddy. There is Santa Claus, by the way. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I wait for him every year at Christmas time.
Yeah, get
but
a
anyhow,
get a half a ham.
Yeah, and a half a ham. Did you see the video on how those hands are made?
I can't watch that kind of stuff. No, I cannot watch that.
YouTube,
no.
YouTube.
Don't even
YouTube
tell me.
YouTube honey hands.
Don't even tell me. Don't even. Seriously. Don't. I had breakfast this morning. I meditated before breakfast. I had breakfast. Don't tell me how they make half a ham. Don't tell me.
I don't care what they do. Number one, I didn't pay for it. Number two, it was good. And number three, it's the thought that counts.
No, it's not the thought that counts. It's the money that counts, not the thought. Thoughts, you can't spend thoughts. Money, you can spend. It's the money that counts, not the thought that counts. Don't tell that to Mr. Deep Pockets, because then he'll say, oh, I had lots of good thoughts. How about giving me lots of money instead? You know, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
God. Anyway.
You still upset about Jody Messina?
I really am. I am crestfallen. That's how bad it is. I swear to you, I thought it was her.
Well, speaking of Crest, CRST Trucking Company, and some people call them Crest, I see there's rumors that P&S, seen online today, that P&S Trucking might take them over, and they may combine forces. And if they do, that'll be a huge, huge merger there in flatbed company. So, I mean, that could be a huge thing coming up in the flatbed world.
Is that good or bad, though?
The trucking industry.
Is that good or bad?
It's good. Well, it keeps guys in jobs if they're having trouble. P&S does a lot of stuff. PGT does a lot of local stuff for us here at new JSW Steel down in Mingo Junction. So that's good for them, and they pay good, too. I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday. He said they keep calling him, and he's telling me what they pay and the benefits, and he gets a new truck. He's home every day of the week, and... It's just crazy. So, I mean, there's some decent jobs coming up now with the flatbed industry and the steel industry picking up. They're calling people, trying to get people to work. So, I mean, if you're looking for something decent to do, even around here, the water bottle companies are hiring like crazy.
Water bottle?
$29, $30.
What?
yeah, like ECM and Titan and all these companies
brine trucks and I was thought you were talking about water bottles, literally bottles of water.
I call them water bottles.
Well, that's what you were talking about. You got to speak English, man. You got to speak English.
They are water bottles.
This
they don't all hazmat.
This
all clean water.
This
isn't
a CB thing where you're going, hey, breaker, you know, Big Willie. You know. This is radio.
You know,
you've got to communicate properly with people. Hello? Where are you? I didn't touch anything. Where are you? He's gone. Oh, for the And how's your morning going for you? Big Willie 105.5.
Yeah, I seen your sleeve hit the button.
No, it didn't. You screwed up.
So worked up there.
I was trying.
So anyhow, so these water bottle companies are all hiring and everything. Do you know what they call, on the CV, we got terms for different trucks. You know what they call a car hauler?
A car hauler. I'm afraid to ask. What?
A mobile parking lot.
Oh, well, it's not too bad. I was expecting something filthy.
I would never do that. Do you know what they call a DOT snowplow on the highways on the CB?
Heaven sent? No.
Salt shaker.
Salt shaker.
Salt shaker.
Oh, okay. What other lingo do you have? What's a lot lizard? I hear you talking about lot lizards, but you never explain what a lot lizard is. What is that?
Yeah, I think everybody knows what that is.
I don't.
I
don't. You keep talking about it with Johnny O when you're here. Oh, how about this lot lizard? How about that lot lizard?
It.
And I'm going, what the hell are you talking about? What's a lot lizard?
Yeah, I don't think me and Johnny's ever talked about that together, but I think everybody knows it's a woman of the night at the truck stops or whatever. And I have never, I've seen it one time, and it was in Kentucky. And
she have teeth?
She was actually.
Does she have teeth?
I don't know. I have no idea,
but
I know
mouth.
She was using the store and walking in and out of the store. And I was like, what in the world is that girl doing? And you see her walk in, and she must shower, went to the bathroom or something, and come right back out. I told Chrissy, I said, I don't care if I was broke and my kids are starving. If you see some of these drivers out here, it's bad enough, you know, these girls work to be a stripper, and they got a-holes up there doing whatever and stinking. But, man, to go inside some of these trucks and do that, you just have to be out of your mind completely. But
well, they got
to
be on drugs.
Gross. You don't see it. You don't see it like everybody talks about it. I've heard stories. I've seen it one time. And they don't bother you unless you're looking. You know what I mean? If you got your window down, your lights on, and you're staring out the window at her, then... But they say, they'll come up and knock on the door. Maybe they do in Atlanta or something, but I've been down there. I've never had it happen to me, and I don't answer the doors unless I hear this is the police.
Does Chrissy, your common-law wife, listen to this segment of the show?
Yeah, she listens.
Oh, that explains it. Okay, we can talk afterward. Wink, wink. Anyway, we're almost out of
time. Yeah.
You want to do a quick plug for your client? Very quick plug. We're almost out of time.
Oh, we're out of time. Yeah, thanks Almost. AI for making Dimitri think that he was being loved by somebody. And go to FalkAuctions.com. That's F-A-U-L-K Auctions.com. Big sale coming up on Valentine's Day, February 14th. Give your husband some money. Give your sweetie some money. Let her go over there to the old Burn Allen Tire in Bethesda, Morristown, and you can get some toys. They got new tools that day, Milwaukee, DeWalt, and most of them got the factory warranties or whatever with them still. So, I mean, this isn't used stuff. This will be brand new stuff. Carports, there'll be containers there, shipping containers. And then I was trying to say yesterday, go to Cambridge at a Black Cat Alley vintage store down there in Cambridge. And there's different vendors down there that have antiques. So I'll get the exact name.